I hate that we have to work overtime like this. I mean, why is it that when others fail at getting all of their work done in time, that some of us get picked to clean up after them? It is so unfair. Then there is even the fact that both of us had finished all of our work way before finishing time, and then even finished that extra amount we were given too. It will be like we have finished 3 times the amount of work that we should do. This job. Ugh, I really don't get how you can be fine with this and not be annoyed at all, though. I mean, you keep saying it is fine and that you don't mind staying at all. You either must really not be bothered by this or be really good at hiding it. But, you know, though, when the boss picked me to stay behind and finish up, you did not need to say you would too and help me get it done quicker. You could have gone home, and I would have been fine here alone. Like, I know it is getting late and all that, but I really don't mind doing it alone, though, because I like the dark and the night much more than the day. It's what any friend would do. I guess everyone else must not be my friend then, since you were the only one who would stay and help me. Yeah, it may also be because I am the newest staff member to join a team here, so everyone else has not really had the chance to know me yet. Who knew that working for an insurance company could be so tiring and boring, though? I was at least hoping we would get some interesting stories to share along the claims, but nope. It's mostly water leaking, this house's burgled that, and a fire did the other. Boring as hell. But then again, I guess it's my fault for taking an office job. I'm sure there are other exciting lines of work out there for us in the future. I mean, I'm sure you don't plan on wasting the rest of your life sitting here doing 9 till whatever time, 5 days a week. You don't have any other plans? That sounds like a massive waste of your talent if you ask me. Like, I'm sure you could be like a model or a professor or something like that if you wanted to be. You never thought about that? Not very ambitious, are you? But oh well, I guess. No use thinking about the future and we have the rest of this work to get done now. By the way, have you... Oh, you're done already? Whoa, that was fast. You don't mess about, I guess, but that is why you are always employee of the month. How much do I have left? Oh, only a little left to do. You want me to give you some more? You must really be a workaholic, you know that? I guess I can give you some more to do, though, if you want, and then maybe we can both get out of here soon and... Wait, is it that late already? It can't be, surely. Oh, shit, what am I gonna do? I need to get them to leave ASAP. Oh no, it's nothing. Nothing at all. Don't worry about anything. It's just some alarm I have left for myself, but can't remember what for. It may be for some TV show or something. Anyway, it's been nice talking to you this evening, but I think it might be better that you leave now from here and don't worry about me or the work. I mean, I'm sure you have a life and all that outside of here and wish to get home to carry it on and all that jazz. The rest of the work? Oh, I'll finish this lot. Turns out there is less here than I thought so I don't need you to help me anymore with any of this. No, you really don't need to help me with this. It's only like 3 more requests to process, so I'll get them done in no time. So it's been a pleasure working with you this overtime, and I hope you have a safe journey home, and I hope it is quick and peaceful too. So goodbye and good night. No, I am not acting strangely. I just would you rather get home sooner rather than waste any more of your time here helping me when I do not need it anymore? Plus, it is the weekend next too, so it is better if you can go home and relax for longer before you have to come in. So can you just go now? Please? That's it. Just walk out of the door and leave, please.
That was a close one. I can't believe that I let it get this late without noticing. And my secret was almost revealed to that person, too. I can only imagine their fear if they were to realize that I'm not actually human and, in fact, a demon dog from hell.
I would probably be kicked out of this place for hiding that, and no one would like me either. Worst of all is that I would have to go back home to that literal hellhole too. But I don't need to worry about that anymore. Instead, I can just let this magic run out and go back to my natural form. I'll be honest though, these heels have been killing me all day, so it will be nice to stretch my feet out finally. Oh, that is so much better now. I think next time I ever order some magic potions for disguises that I'll choose a taller one, as being made that small is no good for my back. Now, let's get on with the finishing last little bits of work and then I can finally have a run home. I guess it does mean I will have to take back the streets again, though, to avoid being seen. So then, which bit first? What was that? Oh no, you! What are you doing back in the office? I thought you'd gone home. You forgot your jacket? Oh, wait, no, don't panic, it's not what it looks like. Please don't scream or struggle. Please don't. I can explain everything. Hold still. Look, I don't want to hurt you, and I won't eat you. I'm sorry that I'm shoving my paw and claws into your mouth.
But I need you to relax now and stay calm for me. So if I remove my paw, will you do that? Good.
I'm slowly gonna get off you and let you sit up, okay? Okay. So, how to put this? I guess I may as well say it as it is, but as you see, I am not human. I am what you would call a hellhound. Yes, a hound of hell. No, not like Cerberus. No, not that either, no. I guess you could say a giant black dog humanoid with fluffy fur and eyes of fire. Oh, and don't forget these wicked claws too. But don't worry, I'm not planning on using them on you. Anyway, what I wanted to say is, please don't tell anyone the truth about me. I mean, I know monsters have started showing themselves, but People are still pretty judgmental about some of us, especially when we come from hell. I guess, though, you will want something in return for your silence, then, because that's how this works, right? But what can I do in return? What to do? Oh, I know. I can give you the blessings and protection of hell. It's not that bad, I promise. All it does is keeps you safe from harm and lets me know that you're okay. How do I give you that? That's easy. I just numb your ears for a while. Yes, I am serious. Well, it is either that or we can use the penance stare method, which is never fun. Thought so. Well, I guess since you're sitting there like this, I may as well just move behind you and start. You do not worry, though. I've been told that this can feel pleasant, so you may enjoy it after all. I can feel you shudder when I do it already, so you must like it then. It must be a universal thing too, as everyone seems to like having their ears played with. I hope my claws are not too much in the way, though, and they do not hurt when I pat you. You know, maybe I should use them on the boss. I doubt they will ask any of us to work overtime again. You're right. It may not be the best idea to threaten them whilst in hellhound form, but I guess they are at least useful for scratches when I have an itch or if someone tries to escape. I guess you could also consider this de-stressing from the crap day at work, too. It is never fun working overtime or doing as much as we did today. Then again, it seems like every day we have tons to do. Maybe they're just taking advantage of our kindness and work ethic. Guess it also helps me being part dog. That way I am much better at licking your ears than a normal human. Then there is the fact of me being a hellhound too, so I'm always warm to touch. What a lot of people don't know though, is that it's horrible for us in hell. I mean, we have all this fur, and yet it is blazing hot 24/7. I guess we really got screwed in the evolution tree.
seems you're almost falling asleep to this. But that also may be due to it being late at night, too, so I guess that is a good thing that it feels good to you, because it makes giving the gift easier. I know it can tickle a bit and make you move slightly, but it is nothing too much. It also helps that you are the only one to have seen me. I couldn't imagine doing this for a large number of people. Like, my tongue would go numb and my jaw would hurt. But no one ever thinks of how bad it is doing this. For example, if you were to do it now for a few minutes, then you would see what I mean. Then there are those who do stuff like this into a mic for a living too. I can only imagine how bad they must feel have to do this all the time. You know, though, my mother used to do something like this to me all the time when I was a hell puppy, along with brushing my fur and tail every day. Oh yeah, we hellhounds do enjoy most of the things regular dogs do. So if you were to do any of those things to us, then we would react the same way. It seems you're all protected up now with my blessing, and that means I guess we're all done here now. And you don't tell anyone too, I hope, after all that. Good. I'm glad you won't. Well then, shall we finally get going before the building gets locked and we're stuck here? You know, though, if you are hungry, then we could go back to my place for some food if you want. I mean, I can cook a really good hellfire meat special that is cooked with actual hellfire. You do? That's great. Let's get going then. Oh!